I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for coming on the show again this morning. I appreciate it. Now, we're getting closer to the holidays, and obviously there's going to be a few get-togethers with families and friends and whatnot. What are some of the things we need to remember to make sure we stay healthy through the holiday season?
Yes, I've started my holiday gatherings, and there's more to come. It's that time of year, shopping, festive activities, family get-togethers. But we need to be aware that this is the season when respiratory viruses tend to peak. So what we're seeing in Alberta is more cases admitted to hospital. So far this season in Alberta, there's been 777 influenza-related hospitalizations with 26 deaths and 2,471 COVID-19-related hospitalizations with 270 deaths. We also know on reserve that there have been 27 influenza-related hospitalizations with 4 deaths and 24 COVID-19-related hospitalizations with 3 deaths. And for influenza, we're really just seeing that peak right now. So it's going to be an influenza holiday season, unfortunately. I know everyone's getting busy, so I really encourage people to get together, to gather, to take a few preparations. Don't forget that vaccines take some time to get full strength. So if you're gathering in a week or two, book that appointment now at the health center or your pharmacy. It takes time to get full strength, full protection. And it's safe and efficient to get the influenza and COVID-19 vaccines together at the same appointment. And with your gatherings, it's important to take some steps to decrease the risks. If you're unwell, please delay the gathering or keep your distance from others. Mask wearing does work and is most effective in those that are high risk for severe disease. And of course, frequent hand washing, sanitization, keeping a safe distance from others, those decrease the spread of respiratory viruses. So I think we can get together, we can have a social gathering, see our family and friends, but with a few measures, getting your vaccine, we can decrease the risk.
Always some fantastic advice, Dr. Serene. Thank you so much, and we'll chat with you next week.
My pleasure. All the best.